This is 91.9 FM WUOT, your NPR news station. I'm Clara Princeton. It's now time for our weekly authors segment, The Authors Page. Here's your host, Jody Sims.
Author Jim Hartzell was born in 1952 in Maryville, Tennessee. He grew up in the nearby community called Greenback, where his father ran a small farm and also did accounting and tax preparation for the locals. Hartzell describes his upbringing as pretty standard for the time and place. He was always an avid reader, enjoying a wide variety of genres and authors, including Ray Bradbury, Ursula Le Guin, Mark Twain, Vonnegut, McCarthy, Buckminster Fuller, and many more. He also loved to write, but was apprehensive about sharing his work for many years. Growing up, Hartzell may not have always known exactly what he wanted to do with his life, but what he did know for sure was that he wanted to help people. At one point, he thought he would be a doctor. He had gotten good grades in school and had good ACT scores, but soon after he began his studies at the University of Tennessee, he realized his Greenback education had not quite prepared him for college, or at least not for organic chemistry. After some soul searching, he remembered how intrigued he was by the psychology classes he'd already taken, so he kept taking those and eventually ended up with a degree. He went on to earn a master's from Tusculum University and an education specialist degree from Lincoln Memorial University. Ironically, Hartzell's career in the mental health field took off after he started playing and making hammer dulcimers. He happened to sell one of his homemade instruments to someone who worked at the Lakeshore Mental Health Institute in Knoxville, and this person told Hartzell about a job opening there, working with autistic children. Hartzell applied and was hired. From there, he went on to forge a long career working with teenagers on the fringes of society. In 2008, Hartzell got serious about writing and found the courage to share his work with a publisher. His first book, titled Sisyphus and the Itsy Bitsy Spider, was a nonfiction title written for educators. Six more books followed in several genres, but no doubt some of Hartzell's best work is just beginning. In 2016, his novel titled Pushing Back was published. As part of a trilogy called the Boone series, Pushing Back is a fictional account of an East Tennessee teenager named Boone who is forced to embrace adulthood ahead of schedule due to tragic circumstances in his life. The book continues to receive positive reviews, and Hartzell was selected as a featured author for Knoxville's 2019 National Authors Day. The next book in the Boone series is titled Matching Scars, and the final book in the trilogy is titled Keeping Secrets. Hartzell has spent his life doing what he always wanted to do, help people. Lucky for us, he's now doing that with every book he writes. Here's a quote by philosopher Alan Watts, which Hartzell says is one of his favorites, and which so eloquently seems to capture the essence of Jim Hartzell. No one imagines that a symphony is supposed to improve as it goes along, or that the whole object of playing is to reach the finale. The point of music is discovered in every moment of playing and listening to it.
Support for the Authors Page comes from the UT Libraries, whose research mission includes collecting the work of Tennessee authors through the Betsy B. Creekmore Special Collections and University Archives, library.utk.edu/society.
Thank you for listening. The Authors Page is a production of the Authors Guild of Tennessee and WUOT. More information and archives of past segments can be found at authorsguildoftn.org or WUOT.org. I'm Jody Sims, the host of The Authors Page. We love telling you stories.